Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Snow. 26 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Snow. 27 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Clear. 27 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Sunny. 28 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Good afternoon. 14 hundred hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Good afternoon. 15 hundred hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good afternoon. 16 hundred hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Good afternoon. 17 hundred hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees.
KC8YVF Mobile.
Good afternoon, I'm KC8BOA.
Good evening, Rick. How was your day today?
Uneventful, uneventful. Get the trash out and shovel in the snow and so forth and go back out and clean it out once the plows went by and get that cleaned up, worked on the Ring doorbell. Not sure why it wasn't charged. We had that real cold weather there for a bit. I wonder if that had something to do with it. But brought it in, plugged it in, and it started charging up. It's supposed to charge on doorbell power, but it didn't. And not sure if there's voltage there. Everything appears to be there. I did not put a good load test on it to find out if there's something going on there, but it was 19.5 volts, and I thought that was sufficient enough for it. So it's done this once before. I don't know. Maybe it's got a 25 ohm 50 watt resistor in there before the doorbell. TCVA. Okay. Yeah, I know. Anything that sits out there like that in this weather, subject to something. Well, I see gas went up a little bit today. It actually went up 4 cents here at Flying J, which is okay. I'm okay with that. It's when it makes that 45, 50 cent jump. So they got their increase in their taxes straightened out or something probably, and got our 4 cents, got a 4 cent raise. But okay, day at work today, back full time, 5 days a week now. So, that was okay, nothing special. Had work throughout the day that kept me busy, and I got work sitting there, and added some more stuff just at the end of the day, so I have stuff to start out tomorrow. Jeff called me, wanted to know if I wanted to go to the Interop conference up in Traverse City, first week of March, and had to turn it down again because I'm not burning vacation days to go sit up there in a conference. It'd be fun to learn, but not when it costs me 3 days of vacation. I'd rather save that for summer for fun things.
Yep, I hear you there. I hear you there. He called me too, briefly, and I can't do it either, so it's one of them things. So, probably when it fits in my schedule, it won't work out in my schedule. So, yeah, not much else new here. So, got a house full right now. Grandkids and son, so it's busy upstairs right now. I just come down here to get out of the way.
Yes, I know how some of those days are, but yeah, when I get home here, I got to finish my snow removal process. I did some this morning before I left for work, and then I was almost late for work trying to get cars cleaned off at least, and the driveway shoveled so I can get the trash cans out. And I see on the camera those are still sitting out front, so I'm going to have to bring those in, and then I got to clean off the rest of the driveway, and I kind of hinted to my wife, you know, you can go sweep off the front porch, but that didn't get done either. So I got to go clean the front porch off when I get home. But yeah, get those things done, and then later on in the week it's supposed to rain, be up in the 40s and rain, so what we got here will be gone again, which is fine by me. But it's these fluctuations where we're up one day and cold the next day, and that gets to me here too. So I hate the real frigid weather when we get down the teens and 20s for long periods of time. But if it could stay up in the upper 20s and just kind of stay there where it's an even keel, then that would be fine, or even low 30s. But that ain't going to happen either.
Yep, well, it's been 35, 36 degrees for a good part of the day today, and depending on the temperature shift through the night, it could be raining tonight, or it could be a freezing rain tonight, so into tomorrow. So tomorrow's ride to work could be kind of dicey, or it could be just wet.
I'm hoping for just wet.
don't need to slip slide in the way here. But yeah, I go home. I've got, we'll finish up. I got one more part to print on my project that I was working on. I got the grandkids' marble game done. I finished that up over the weekend, and then I've been working on another conveyor belt thing for the kids. I'm not sure if I'm going to give it to my grandson or what. It's kind of delicate, so I'm not sure if he will play with it or not. I hate to see it get broken too quickly here, but it's got several hours worth of work and quite a bit of filament into it, so especially since several of these parts were multicolor, and some of them I didn't print. It was too much waste in filament. One of these little parts were little tiny, like little forklifts, and there were 64 filament changes to color these forklifts, and I'm thinking, I'm not wasting that. And some of the parts I just changed to single color because I wasn't going to waste the filament either.
Yeah, that doesn't make a lot of sense. As we talked about before, sometimes you're better off just a little bit of paint and going that route. Yeah. Well, my granddaughter has been using up my loose filament here with a 3D pen. And she's been playing with that, and I'm surprised how much filament she can burn up with that.
I imagine, yeah, I got some gray and some red sitting at home. That was the end of the spools I didn't want to mess with, so I just pulled it off. It's PLA, and my grandkids have got one of those too, so I'll give that to them next time I see them. The Pet G stuff, any little end of spool when I got a few feet left, I make, like I said, springs for the cats, either for my daughters or my house. But the PLA doesn't work in those very well. It breaks trying to bend it, so it doesn't bend well. But, yeah, I'll give it to the kids. And I try and use it up, but I was printing a project the other day, and I had some beige color PLA on the printer and on the bed slinger, and I'm thinking, oh, I got more than enough to print this. And we went to the store, and I come back, and I came down the basement, and I look over at the printer, and the printer head's parked, and it's not where it's supposed to be. And I look, and the spool, and it's empty, and I'm thinking, oh, okay, I got the 95% and ran out of filament. So I did have some more. I replaced it and started it up, and no worse for the wear. It had kept the bed hot, and I don't know how long it had been sitting there, but finished up its last 5%, and everything was good.
Well, it worked out well for you. It worked out well for you then. You didn't lose what you just about had done. So... yeah, I hate that when you think you got enough on there and you run short. That's frustrating. So, yeah, it's a interesting little hobby, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'll post to Facebook when I finish this other little kit. I can't even think the name of it. Oh, it's called The Factory. And it has two little conveyor belts, worm gear motor that works these two little conveyor belts. And it's like a factory floor, and you printed, toolboxes and clipboards and these little toys or things. And then you printed little spools of filaments on one side of the factory. It's like the filaments go into the machine. And the other side of the factory, these little parts come out of the machine and what you printed type of thing. So it's kind of a neat little idea. It was a fun project to do. I'm just going to print a couple more different colors of filament to kind of fill out the rest of the project. So I'll do that tonight. It's about a 20-minute print. Fill that out. And it was kind of a neat project to do. Anything with motors and motion or anything I like working on those. And this one wasn't too bad. Like I said, the robot game, there was a lot involved in that one. That was, I had probably a good 40 hours of build time into that one, not counting the print time, which was about 80 hours. So I could only take so much in one night, and then I had to walk away from it. Too many tiny little screws and tiny little parts to put together, and it worked out well, but yeah, it was kind of nerve-wracking sometimes. My hands just don't want to work some of those little tiny parts anymore too well.
Yep, I understand that. I understand that. I've assembled a 3D printer, and that had plenty of little parts in it, and a little frustration here and there, but you just do it step by step, piece by piece, and just follow along, and you'll get it done. It just takes time. Those aren't designed to sit down and necessarily do it all at one time. Sometimes it's better just to do it a little bit here, a little bit there, but stay with it enough that you stay fresh, you know. Don't go away for a week or something like that and then try to come back to it, because you're just not going to remember exactly where you left off at it. How did you make out with the servo motor issue that you had on that conveyor hanging up? Did you figure that one out?
I did. I got it working. I don't know exactly. I did swap out a servo motor. I had another 360-degree motor that was in, I bought a second kit that has all these parts in it, what they call their cyber brick kit, so I had an extra one there. So I swapped that out, and I also swapped out one section of the conveyor belt. And then why I had it apart again, I greased the heck out of all of the gears and rollers and things in there, and I worked it by hand, and it seemed to work, at least the motion of it, without the motor connected, seemed to move much more smoothly. So that seemed to work out, so I ended up having to basically rebuild the conveyors portions, the belts portion of these two front conveyors, and they join together. They got three gears that join the left side to the right side, and you got one servo motor that runs that entire belt. And then there's an L-shaped server or a belt system in the back of the game that is also run by one servo motor, but don't know. I mean, the servo motor by itself seemed to work fine, but I switched them out. I redid one part of the belt, and then some other gears, once I got other parts apart that seemed to be a little loose. I don't know if that was just by chance. I mean, it runs off in its own motors, but everything worked. I let it run for about 10 minutes nonstop. It never slowed down and never stopped, and before it'd run maybe 20, 30 seconds, and it would slow and then just stop, and you'd have to give it a push to get it started again. And I ran it for 10 minutes, and it seemed to work fine. So that was my next thing. I hadn't replaced that, and I hadn't replaced the belt on the right side, and that seemed to correct it.
Good. Very good. Yeah, it doesn't take a whole lot sometimes to goof things up. So that's good that worked out.
And then you're dealing with different printers, different tolerances. So the guy that designed this model, again, different printer, tolerances to his printer, and you get it out onto, you know, somebody else's printer, and it's not set up obviously the exact same way. Tolerances are a little bit different. So yeah, some things. One guy put up there, he says, well, why is my belt so slack? And I'm thinking, looks like you used the wrong, because the printer's only so big, so the belts could only be so big, and he had to join them together with these little pins. And his directions weren't quite clear on which belts to use, and that's what I think he did. He used two of the wrong belts, and it was just sagging all over the place, so I wrote back, make sure you're using the correct belt, because I almost did the same thing off the directions, because I looked at it and I grabbed those belts. I said, well, wait a second, that's way too big for the form that it's got to go on to. So, yeah, just that sometimes, a little bit of tolerance. I did have to sand some parts. I had to actually use my bandsaw to cut off a tiny little piece to get some pieces to join a little tighter, and that made things work out.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, a Dremel tool is definitely your friend on some of that stuff. You hope like the Dickens you don't have to use one, but honestly, there's times that you're going to end up having to pull it out and just clean something up a little bit, and away you go.
Oh, yeah, that's sitting right on the bench. The three things I got there is a Dremel tool with a little sanding drum on it, and my little fine files, and when I have to file a little corner or circle or something, I've got that sitting there as well. So that and my glue. So glue, files, and a Dremel tool with the various tips, but that'll do it. But this one I had to make a long cut, so I just set up a little jig for the bandsaw and ran it down. I only had to take off, like I said, about a 1/16 of an inch, so it would fit a little tighter, and that did the trick. And then I just used a file and some sandpaper to round the corners the way it needed to be again. But that did the trick, got everything way it needed to be and working.
Well, it turned out good then. TCBOA. Yeah, I need to print the small box for my multimeter and make one up here so that gets protected. So, not a real expensive multimeter, but I just want a more convenient way of carrying it and protecting it. I thought that would be fun to do that and have a divider for leads, etc., in there and separate that out a little bit. So that's one of the things I'm going to have to draw up and work on making.
KCYBF Friday. Yeah, I've got to fix a Christmas decoration that got blown over in the wind and broken, so I got to see if I can fabricate a new top for that. And then I'll see what I can do with there. All right, Rick, I'm going to let you go. I just muscled my way into the driveway from where the snowplower went through. And I'm going to open up the garage, get the shovel, and clean up the rest of this mess before I go in the house. So we'll talk to you later. Talk to you on the net tonight, KC8YVF.
All right, we'll catch you in the net. KC8YVF, KC8VOA.
Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 32 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 33 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, cloudy, 33 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, cloudy, 32 degrees.
Attention all radio operators, please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association's Monday Night Net. My name is Dave. My call sign is Whiskey 8, Delta Whiskey, that's WADW, and I'll be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on its repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 MHz. With a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and whether you have any traffic or emergency communications. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from those operators who are mobile. on short time or who are in and out, please call now. Do we have any mobile, short time, or in and out? Okay, none heard, so we'll go to EchoLink. Do we have anyone on EchoLink tonight? Please call now. Okay, we'll go to regular check-ins. Regular check-ins, please call now.
So, Kilo Charlie India, Justin Oakley, and no traffic.
Traffic tonight.
Okay, we got, I had a double there. Let's try that again. I think Jeff, I think, I'll let you go first, then the other one can come, but I did catch your name. Go ahead, Jeff. Call again.
Kilo 8, Kilo Charlie India, KKCI, Justin Oakley, no traffic.
KC8YVF was next.
KF8EVQ, Mike in Saginaw, no traffic.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick Saginaw, no traffic.
This is November 8, Kilo Papa Romeo, Bob, Frankenmuth Township, no traffic.
This is AUI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
Traffic.
KEHPCQ, Dave from Bay City. I will be in and out. Kind of missed the earlier session, you guys. 73.
N8NTN, Doug. No traffic.
Okay, let me run down a list here. First off, Mike, K8MMH, did you check in? I think you got stepped on. Did you check in, Mike?
That is affirmative, Dave, from K8MMH, Mark Carlton Township, no traffic.
Okay, I thought I heard your voice, but you got stepped on. Okay, let me run down the list. I got K8KCI, KCAYVF, KF8EDQ, KC8VOA, NAKPR, NA8EUI, KE8PCQ was in and out. I got KD8MMH, and I got N8NTN. Are there any others?
KD8PAZ, Mini Burt, no topic.
I knew my list was incomplete. Are there any others? Okay, we got a pretty good list here, so we'll run with this as I have it right now, and we'll make a call here in a little bit. A little warmer today than what it had been. I think we got probably about maybe 2 inches of snow or something overnight. I don't know, maybe that's from the last 2 days. I didn't even go outside yesterday, so we went out today and cleaned the driveway off and earlier today, and with a warmer temperature and the house facing to the south, the driveways was just wet today, most of the day, so that's a good thing. Not that the cold weather has went away, just has got, we're getting a little break here for a few days, looks like maybe some rain though coming up. So we'll have to make a note of that. Not a whole lot more going on. We played around, been playing around with a Raspberry Pi for the last couple of days, and I got it to finally work the way I want it to work. I couldn't get it to work, and tried a couple of different programs, and finally got it to do what it's going to do. And then I'm also competing with many there. We Mary started a puzzle, and I don't know what happened to her, but I ended up doing it so far. So I'm not sure what it is. It's a pretty big puzzle. I think it's 1,500 pieces. So we've been working on it for a couple of days. So I'm working on that. Anyway, let's go to the list. KC White or K8 KCI, you're up, Jeff, and I listened on 10 meters today, but I didn't hear you guys on there, so I will try and listen again tomorrow. I haven't been doing it because my wife has not been getting up at 8 o'clock, before 8 o'clock, and I didn't want to bother her, but she made me get her up this morning, so I came down and got on the radio and at least to listen. Over to you there, Jeff. K8 KCI, stand by Ron. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, we thank you very much. That was great, Dave, and thanks for doing the net. And we were there this morning, 28.305. There was a lot of rag chewing going on. And like I said, we got guys from around here, Chesney area, and Hemlock area, Sanford area, and Bridgeport, and also Freeland. So, had a good group on there this morning. I think I left about 10, actually, so jump on in there anytime. Other than that, everything else has been going good. Yes, it's warming up. We cut some wood and got that going, and just started making my list for the old winter field day, so putting together all the information and things I need, and just trying to figure out the best warm tent to put in for doing out there in the back 40 as far away from you guys as I can get and still maintain. But looking forward to that. I will reply to Ron's email and we'll talk to you. But other than that, back to net control. This is KCI. Back to W8DW.
Okay, real good there, Jeff. KCI, you're real good on that. Yeah, it's a winter field day coming up. I'm not sure what I'm doing yet, but we'll be there anyway. No, that's the plans anyway. I'm not sure what I'm going to be doing, but we'll be there. Ron, KCI, YVF, you're up. Stand by Mike, EDQ. Go ahead there, Ron.
Good evening, everyone. Everyone on the net tonight. Hope everyone had a good New Year's. For me, at least, I'm trying to think back. Where were we? Yeah, we had New Year's in between there. So, wife and I, we stayed home over New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. I spent most of New Year's Day in the basement working on 3D projects and a little radio and some other electrical projects and that. Good day to do that. There was really nothing else going on. I watched a little football in between as I was sitting down here in the basement. Friday, I had to go back to work. Went and did my thing there for 8.5 hours and had Saturday and Sunday off and spent just like the New Year's Day, basically in the basement working on projects again. So not much to do outside other than it's cold and wet and nasty, so I just stay in the basement, as Minnie said, on the warm side of the door. So that was tonight, too. I got home from work. I finished shoveling up the driveway that I didn't get done this morning before I left for work, and came in, had dinner, and headed for the basement again. I've been listening to the radio trying to find, I think it was Jeff, put up that the 13 colonies is on at the beginning of the year. I think New Hampshire was the first one between the 5th and the 10th. So I've been going through the bands, but nothing on tonight. I hear nothing on 20, nothing on 40. Didn't try 80 meters tonight, but at least both of those two bands were totally dead. And a couple of nights ago, I picked off a few POTO stations. They were pretty lively. So tonight's nothing. Everybody's home hibernating again. Not on the radio. They're doing something else. With me, I got the rest of the week for Thursday. I'll be up in Sanford with Mike to the Midland Club meeting. They have their annual holiday dinner out at Red Oak Restaurant in Sanford, so we'll be up there for that. And then Saturday I've got a dinner back up in Sanford with a different group of mine, and then Sunday my brother and sister-in-law are coming up, so we'll be out to dinner again on Sunday, so won't be around the house too much. We'll be out and about over the next few days here then. Tomorrow, I guess we got some freezing rain overnight possibility, more toward Midland Bay counties than Saginaw County. Our
They're in a weather advisory or something for tomorrow. So if you're out and about in the morning, watch the roads. So that, Dave, we'll turn it back over to you for the 73 round, KC8YVF.
Okay, real good there, Rod. Yeah, the with the freezing rain, I'll tell you, it's nice to be retired because I really don't have to go anyplace. We've been living off from Travis's stuff over the freezer now, and I got enough. I think with the freezer, I probably got enough. I wouldn't have to go to the grocery store for a whole year. But anyway, we'll go over to Mike. KF880Q, you're up, and I'll take a break after that. Go ahead, Mike.
WADW and the group. This is KF8EDQ. Let's see, today was my first day back at work. So, it was a struggle. The focus is the name of the game there, and I was, after being off of work for almost 3 weeks, I was in a different ball game. So, it was challenging. I had probably 3 or 4 meetings today, and I accomplished a few things. I only fell asleep one time, so that's how that went. Over the weekend, I went and walked dogs again. Gave them some attention and just did that over the weekend, and I didn't do any radio. I don't think I did very many or any radio projects over the break. So, I was kind of hoping to get something done, but I didn't get anything done. So, all my HF stuff is in. It's all apart right now, and I'll get it back together one of these. Sooner than later. But yeah, we'll get to it. I think that's all I got. I'll probably just be one and done today. I'm pretty tired, so I think I'm gonna go to bed. Actually, go to bed a little bit early after working today. So, thanks for doing the net. You always do a great job with it, Dave. This is KF8EDQ, and I'll pass it back to WATW, Dave.
Okay, real good there, Mike. Just reminded me, I got a radiogram from you, and I'll have to find it and give you a call. I just picked it up on the digital traffic net on Saturday, so I will give you a call maybe tomorrow or later on in the week and relay that. So, 73, I have a good one, and I understand the... it was funny yesterday. I didn't do anything yesterday. I worked on puzzle, worked on some computer stuff. And when 10 o'clock came around, I looked at the clock, and I was dead tired, so I went to bed. And that's sort of not normal for me. I did lay in bed for about 15 minutes or so and watch the Pittsburgh game, but I turned it off and went to sleep. It was just too much, so we ended up taking a nap. Anyway, 7-3, catch you later. Like I said, I'll give you a ring later on in the week. This is WADW with the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do we have anybody else for the list? Please call now. Okay, that's our first. We'll go to Rick. KCABOA, you're up, and stand by Bob, KPR.
Well, good evening, David, everybody in the net. Hopefully everyone is doing well. Not a whole lot new on the home front here. I spent the day cleaning out some of the driveway and then working on a ring doorbell and cleaning up spots in the carpet. I had tried cleaning them up before, and I didn't want to go to the stronger stuff, and I ended up having to go to some stuff that had peroxide in it. Grandkids spilled a can of Coke, and the wife tried to clean it up, but she didn't get it all cleaned up, and the stain kind of set in a little bit, and I went over it with another cleaner, and it didn't touch it, so I ended up letting things dry up, so it didn't get everything too soaking wet or nothing, and then went back at it with a cleaner with peroxide in it called HydroCap, and that didn't get all 100% out, but it looks a whole lot better, so I'm pleased with that. And, Mike, I am one and done tonight, too, myself, but I do have a question for KD8MMH if he's had any kind of comments in regards to club dues yet. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Net Control, KC8DOA.
Okay, real good, Rick, and I will turn it right over. I'm going to put Mike up right now. He can answer that and then go on with your transmission. And so I'm going to move you up in the list there, Mike. KD8MMH, go ahead and stand by Bob, KPR.
Hey, W8DW, this is KD8MMH. Well, good evening, Dave. Good evening, everyone on the net this evening. Hope everyone's doing well. I'd like to thank everyone for stopping out for our club meeting last Friday night. Had a good meeting, good turnout there. And also club breakfast, had a good turnout club breakfast, and actually saw Joe Turner, K8CQF, who we haven't seen in quite a while, so it was good seeing him at club breakfast there Saturday morning, along with Tom and Minnie and Ron. To answer the question, I've only gotten one question for the dues, and that was, where do we mail them? So they wanted to know if the post office box was still the correct address to send the current dues in. I replied back and said, yes, the post office box is the correct address to send your dues. It was actually on the website. I basically just copied and pasted from the website, care of Tom Treasure, care of Tom, with the P.O. box. So, yeah, anybody who would like to mail their dues in, the current P.O. box listed on the website is the correct address to send the dues in. Other than that, like everyone else, just got out and shoveled a little bit of snow that we had this morning. Things were melting, so back down to dry pavement again, which is good. And other than that, I think that's all I've got. And I think this will be my only go-around today, so you can check me out after this one. I'll say 7-3 to everyone. Hope everyone has a great week ahead. KD8MMH, back to Net Control. Thanks for doing the net tonight, Dave.
Okay, real good there, Mike. 73, see you. Have a good one, and we'll see you down the log. Bob, NAKPR, you're up, and I'll take a break after that. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, good evening, Dave. Everybody else on the net. Yeah, it sounds like everybody did about the same thing today. A little snow, getting rid of some snow. I got, I don't know, I got close to 3 inches here. I was going to just say, let Mother Nature take it away because it's supposed to be warm out and rain. And so it wouldn't last long. But then I said, you know, I need some exercise. So I started the snowblower up, and my driveway is like close to 100 feet long and like 16 foot wide. And then in front of the barn, I got another section that's like 10 foot by 40 foot, and which is attached to the main driveway. So anyways, I did all that, you know, the sidewalk, the porch, out in front of the house, and got a block patio out back, a big one out back, and I did all that, and got all the snow off the hot tub so the wife could use it. And so anyways, that kept me busy for about an hour and a half, but yeah, it was just one of those days. Played a little bit on the radio, wife dragged me out shopping, and yeah. I don't like shopping with her. She takes too long. I'm a typical guy, you know. Run in, run out. Get what you want, get out of there. And my POTA total this year was 2,163 contacts, which is pretty good. Last several years, I've only got between 1,500 and 1,600. And, you know, I don't sit down here all day doing it. It's just like I'm in and out all the time. And if the band's dead, you know, I don't get anything. There's days I don't get anything. Days may only get one. Some days I'll get 25 in an hour. Just depends on the band. But that's about it for this round, Dave. Let's turn it back to you. This is NAKPR.
Okay, real good there, Bob. Yeah, we're men are not shoppers. We're buyers. So that's what I told my wife. I go in, I have a list, I go in the store, I go in and buy, and I walk out. I don't shop. My wife shops, so if I go to the store, I can normally get in and out in within 10 or 15 minutes. As a matter of fact, those, a lot of times, Myers has got that fast stop parking where if you're going to be in there early 15 minutes, you just park up closer. and I can normally do that. I go in and I buy and I'm out. We go with my wife. It's more of a trip. So anyway, we'll get back with you at the 73 run. This WADW for the Second Availing Amateur Radio Association and Monday Night Net. I'll just continue on the list. NADY, you're up. Stand by KAPCQ. Go ahead there, Tom.
Okay, WADW, this is NADY. Thanks, Dave, for doing that tonight. Hello, everyone. Hope everybody's doing well tonight. Yeah, I was out shoveling too this afternoon. It was just on that line. I have either I get my snowblower out, or I just push it with my shovel, push blade. And so I decided, well, it only got a couple of inches, I'll just push it. And boy, that was a workout, because that snow is a little wet and heavy, and luckily my driveway is not real long, but I took half the driveway and I would go east and half go west. And boy, I tell you, by the time I got to the end of that width, that snow was getting hard to push, but I got through it. And of course I shoveled the sidewalk too, because I don't want anybody slipping and falling, so I got it all shoveled out. But you know, it's supposed to warm up like tomorrow. It's going to be pretty well just back to concrete, which it is now. So I'm going to let it go, but I need the exercise too, like Bob was saying. I just need the exercise, whether it's, you know, worth it or not, just go out there and shovel it. So I got that done today. Let's see, New Year's Eve, we had some friends over for some snacks, some wine, and I had my mandatory gin and squirt to see in the new year, and that was, my wife and I both had gin and squirts, and we toasted the new year and each other, and let me break real quick. And that was a lot of fun. I think we just, when midnight hit, we just kind of, we stayed up for another half hour or so and then went to bed. So, it's just a state of mind going from 2025 to 2026. I didn't feel any older. I didn't feel any healthier. I didn't feel any more energy. I just, just a state of mind. So, but we're into a new year now. So, and yes, winter field day is in a couple of weeks, so I've been putz around trying to get everything together. I'm going to have some band pass filters with me too. Hopefully that will. I hope it's going to cut down any QRM we usually have. We'll see what happens. Try to minimize it at least. And I participated in the ARRL Ready Roundup this weekend for a couple hours on Saturday evening and then yesterday afternoon. And I concluded yesterday afternoon, and I got 116 QSOs, and it's kind of neat. I use the N3FJP software, so you can get all these statistics. There's a drop-down menu for view, and you can check your statistics. And I have this new 86-meter manual antenna tube that my wife got me for Christmas. Well, I should say Santa got it for me with my wife's guidance. And I got 80 meters of really booming on yesterday afternoon, so I got like 19 QSOs on 80 meters, 34 on 40, and 63 on 20. 20 was the band, you know, that I usually go to for day and night. But 116 total, and it's kind of interesting. I got a couple of DX contacts too. I got Aruba, which is considered South America, Germany, and a couple from the Netherlands checked in. So I got some multipliers on that. So it was a lot of fun. So 116, my score was 5,220 points. So. Not bad. I mean, it was a lot of fun, and I enjoyed it, the contest. So, anyways, I'm going to toss it back to Net Control, and catch us all in the 73 rounds. So, and until then, this is NADY.
Yeah, okay, real good there, Tom. Yeah, on the our digital net on Saturday, we always have fun during the 3D contest because the basically, the frequency that we're on normally is pretty messed up, and I know my net control down in Lansing, Bob down there, he gets frustrated. He's with that. I normally when I'll check in, I'll kick it up to 100 watts on digital, and we normally will clear that spot out, and then We're in there probably half an hour, 45 minutes. I turn it off, and I'll sit here and listen. Within about 5 minutes, the frequency I was on is full up again with ready signal. So I sort of bang my elbows out and get a little room there so that I can so we can do our net. Okay, let's go to N8NTN and stand by Mini. Go ahead.
Got to turn the scanner off when I see the mic. I got ambitious and scraped the porch off and around the car, that sort of thing. And I had about 3.5 inches. It was pretty soggy and wet. I didn't do the whole driveway. I have orders not to use the snow blower. And they say I'm pushing too much. So, and all I did is just pick the scooper shovel and push. Let it fall off the porch. Other than that, just sitting around and watching the world go around. And it ends yet.
Yeah, okay, real good. Yeah, I got my leaf blower out to take and blow off the snow from the car. It will normally be, it's normally powerful enough to do that. And it run for like a half a minute and shut off. So I hadn't put the, I hadn't charged the batteries up in a while. And I put that on the battery charger to, and went out and got the snow blower out. When I went back, the battery on the leaf blower was still in, not charging. It was still in the checking mode. I think it was because it was outside and cold. So I brought the battery and the charger in the house and put it in the basement. Tomorrow I'll charge that battery back up. But normally that real light snow is really pretty nice. You could take the leaf blower, just blow it off the car. Okay, let's go to Mini. KDAPAZ, you're up, and I'll be at the bottom of the list.
Well, good evening, W8BW, KDAPAZ, and I'll say hi to Mary there in the background listening, and hi to the rest of the guys on the net. It's good to hear everybody in here. Anyway, it was good to see you, Joe there Saturday with us at breakfast. I had a good time there. Went over to his house and picked up another puzzle he gave me. So anyway, yeah, I've been working on this one puzzle I started yesterday. It's in the shape of a candy kiss. So there's several different colors in it, but I've got it more than half done. So I'll probably finish that tomorrow, and then I'll start on the one Joe gave me. Anyway, other than that, not doing too much. This is KD8PAZ back to W8BW.
Okay, real good there, Manny. Well, the puzzle we're working on is actually a quilt. And I don't know how many colors are in it, but it is not real good. It's not real easy. A lot of white colors. So there's a quilt blocks with a white color in between, and it's a lot of fun. We've been working on it since, let's see, when did we put it up? Friday or Saturday, so we're not even half done. So I'm not sure if we're just not any good or the puzzle's just hard. I haven't figured that one out yet. Okay, I'm at the bottom of the list. Are there any others we'd like to get on the list before I go back up to 73 round?
KF8DIC, Jack, Rochester.
Okay, I picked up Jack. Go ahead, Jack. You're at the top of the list, so go ahead.
Well, good evening, everyone. Everyone have a happy new year, which is I did. Sit down a little bit, eat, drink a little bit. And that's about it. Yesterday and today, I was so busy on 10 meter, especially today. I got busy at about 9 o'clock this morning, all the way till about 11:30, and I got tired of it. I had about 20 calls today only on 10 meter. I was so busy. It just, I don't know. A lot of Italy people out there. I don't know how many, I couldn't count them. Well, that's all I have for you, Dave. And thank you for running the net, KF8DRC.
Okay, real good there, Jack. Yeah, I have not been doing a whole lot of radio work, and I've got to get back to start doing that. It's on my to-do list. I've been playing with a computer more than doing radio work, so we'll get back at that. Yeah, okay, I'm at the bottom of the list again. Do we have any others before I start back up to the top?
Whiskey Delta 8 Kilo Lima Lima, WDAKOL, Greg and Burton, and I'll be in and out.
Okay, we got up to the list. Thank you for the check-in, and 73s, and have a good one. Any others? Okay, let's go back up to Jeff. KCI, you're up. Stand by, Ron.
Thank you very much, Dave, and sounds like everybody else is out there and moving around and supposed to have some better weather coming up, so that'll get everybody out a little bit. Big warm-up again, so we get all that good old slush and everything else, but other than that, we're just same thing, working on a computer and working on the side-by-side. It's the voltage regulator, so that's one thing. Never ends working on stuff, but other than that, just enjoying the time that I can inside while we get some cold weather. As soon as the warm weather starts, then so does farming. So other than that, we'll say 73 to everybody, and we'll be in contact with Ron and Dave. We'll be in contact with you. We'll catch you one of these days, so we'll see what we can do. KCI, back to W8DW. This is KCI. Back to Matt.
Okay, real good there, Jeff. Like I say, I'm going to try. We're going to try to get on here in the morning. 73, have a good one, and be safe, and stay warm. Ron, KCYVF, you're up, and stand by Bob, KPR. Go ahead, Ron.
All right, Dave. Again, thanks for doing the net tonight. By the way, the new net control schedule is up on the club's website, so all net control operators for Monday night's net or Sunday night's net, you're new rosters up there on the website for both of those, so check it out. If you have any issues with any of those dates or whatever, again, let me know. I don't think any of them fall on a holiday when I looked at it, so we should be good there. But if, again, like always, if you're not able to take a particular net, let me know or whatever. We will switch around, or whoever's on will take the net that night, so no problem there. Me, rest of the week, I'm going to be heading to bed here. I get up in the morning, see what Mother Nature brings us in the morning. As far as rain or freezing rain, hopefully it's not, and get to work fine in the morning. And then, like I said, I'll be gone Thursday up to Sanford and Saturday up to Sanford. And just got confirmation from my brother. They're good for Sunday, so they'll be up here. We haven't seen them since before Thanksgiving. We went down there for dinner, and they haven't been up here at my house for probably a couple of years, so we're trying to get them up here. 73, everyone, have a good week, and, oh, one other thing here, I just want to run through it. Let me find the numbers. For this net, for 2025, we had a total of 560 check-ins. So very good numbers for this year, 560 check-ins, which is up over what we had in 2024. That accounted for a total time on the net of 2,373 hours. We did 37 messages during that time, which is mostly the messages at the end of the net, but we passed a few other pieces of traffic in between. So very good numbers for this year for 2025. So, and I got a good net started out here tonight with 13 check-ins for tonight. So very good. Thanks for everyone for checking into the net, keeping this net running, and giving us something to do on a Monday night. So 73s, everyone, have a good week. We'll talk next week, KC8YVF.
Okay, looking real good there, Ron. Yeah, it's nets are funny. I know when I first started the took over the digital traffic net. Some nights we were on here an hour and a half. So I had one net on the digital traffic net that we were on there for 2 hours. Just lots of check-ins there right now. That our check-ins are down to 3 or 4 sessions. We do 3 sessions a week, so it's up and down, so it's pretty hard to keep them going. We've been trying to do some stuff to keep to get the our accounts up a little bit. 7-3, catch you later there. Actually, I'll be here for the I'll give you the report at the end of the net. Bob, AKPR, you're up. Stand by, Tom.
Yeah, not much more to add. But I do have a question for you or Jeff on that 10-meter net. I'm not sure if this is correct or not, but I heard 28.305. I don't know if that's the frequency or not. It's on 10 meters, but it's at 28. I had wrote down 28.305. I don't know if that's correct or not. You can correct me if I'm wrong. And also what time. I didn't catch the time. What time it is. I just figured for giggles, I'd see if I can get in on it in the morning, depending on what time it is, obviously. But other than that, not a whole lot more going on. Trying to figure out programming and some radios, and I think I need a new router. I'm not debating whether to go with Verizon or not. It's I got a lot of things that just don't seem to want to work anymore. So somebody says get a new router, and I'm thinking, well, maybe I just get new internet because I don't have cable out here. Essentially all I have as far as things that I do have. I have electricity. I have propane for fuel, for gas. I have a well for water. I have a septic tank for sewer. I have satellite TV. Yeah, I don't have anything except electricity. And, you know, I'm a mile from downtown Frankenmuth, which has everything. So, go figure. But anyway, with that said, let me know, Dave, about the frequency and the time on that net. Thanks for doing that, Dave. Back in that control, NAKPR.
Okay, real good there, Bob. Yeah, 28.305 is correct. 8 o'clock in the morning, so 8 a.m. So get in there, and I know I tried to get in there the other day, but I hate to get on the radio in the morning. I wake my wife up in the morning, but she wants to get up by 8 o'clock anyway, so I guess there's no problem. Yeah, and as far as speed of the internet and stuff, it can be such... so funny. I've got Charter, and it was I was having problems with speed. Well, I put a new router on, and I got the speed up. Then they increased the speed after that, but with the increase of speed, they increased also the price of it, so it went up the same time. So I actually went back. I got the slowest. I says, give me the slowest internet you got, or the cheapest. I says, I give you the less, I guess I didn't say cheapest, but give me the least expensive internet that I could get. And so they said, well, it's only so fast. It says, no problems. Give it up to me. And we've got that, and we'll have two TVs streaming without a problem. I guess if you're probably a gamer or something, you might need a faster, but I have not had problems with the TV's buffer or anything, so we went with that. And probably here in another week or another month or so, when I get my, when they start taking all these specials off mine, I may do something different with internet anyway. Anyway, Star 3, sir, Bob, we'll catch you down the log. It's WADW, Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio, Monday Night Net, so we'll go to Tom, NADUI, stand by NTN. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Dave, thanks. It's NADUI. Not much else. We were talking about POTA a little while ago, and I get on every once in a while just to check in, see how my antenna's doing. I
contacted WYAN, it's a police station out in North Carolina. He was coming in at 5-9, and I was on my wire antenna. And he was 5-9, and we got to talking, and he recognized me from Saginaw. I said, yes, I am. He said, I grew up in the Thumb near Sebring, which is, you know, in my neck of the woods where I grew up. And we were talking just for about a minute or two, and he grew up in the Thumb area, and his job took him out to North Carolina, and he's been out there for a few years, but he's familiar with the area. So we got to talk a little bit. It was kind of nice to, you know, it's a small world, you know, you're talking to somebody from North Carolina and find out, he grew up in your neck of the woods, you know. So it was kind of interesting. We talked for a little while, and it was interesting QSO. I was the last one before he went to QRT for the evening, and I got him just in time, and it just happens that it just worked out, you know, like I said, he had to be familiar with where I grew up, and that was a little talking point, but he was the last contact, he said, until he was going to quit for the evening, so. That's about it for me this night, so I'm going to say 73 to everybody. Hope everybody has a good week. It was good to see everybody at the meeting on Friday, and then also at the breakfast on Minnie and Ron and Mike and Joe and myself were there. And it was four of us plus Joe showed up, so we got to talking. And so it's good to see him also. See everybody. Have a good breakfast. So, okay, well, I'm going to say good night to everybody, and hope everybody has a good night, good week. Sunny UI. Good night.
Okay, real good there, Tom. 73, so there. Yeah, sometimes your job moves you around in places, I know that. I was sort of hoping the mine would have moved me a little farther south, but it didn't. And it reminds me, I got a friend that he was a tech service guy that serviced us at the plant all the time, and I played golf with him a few times. I haven't talked to him about a year or so, and I think I might give him a call. I think he moved down into the Carolinas. Might be a good time to maybe take a trip and go down and visit him. 73 is there, Tom. We'll catch it on the log. NTN, you're up, and let's see. No, yeah, let me look at my... Oh, who have I got here? Yeah, NTN, you're up. Stand by, Minnie.
Good evening. I also heard that about the 10-meter. I got the frequency in the 8 a.m. I'm assuming it's probably upper sideband. And I was trying the other night to pick up the Midland group. They went on 10 meters to get some of the new hams on it. And I couldn't find them. So I don't know if it's my end, or I just don't have enough antenna, or what. But I'll try this in the morning and see if I can hear anybody. Other than that, everybody else have a good new year, and we talk to you later. And it ends here.
Okay, 73, thank you very much. Catch you down the log. Manny, KDAPAZ, you're up, and stand by, Jack.
Good evening there again, Dave. This is KDAPAZ. Yeah, the puzzle I'm working on is only 500 pieces, but I got all the side pieces out, and I thought I had more, and come to find out some of I thought were side pieces are inside pieces. So anyway, like I say, it's the shape of a candy kiss, and there's different candy kisses inside of the puzzle. So it's just 500 pieces. So it's taking me a little while, but the one Joe gave me is 1,000 pieces. I think I'll start on that when I get this one done. But when I get done with this, I'll put it on Facebook like I do all the time. Anyway, other than that, not doing much. I did go out and sweep off my porch and sidewalk. I just used the broom. I didn't use the shovel. Anyway, this is KD8PAZ back to W8DW.
Okay, thank you very much, everybody. 73, have a good one, and have fun doing the puzzles. Okay, let's go to Jack. KF8 DRC, you're up, and I'll be at the bottom of the list.
Well, again, good evening, everyone. I really don't have too much to say, but I have a question. What is the footage on this repeater? I mean, it's like 30 miles, 20 miles. I like to know that. And I don't know if anybody have an answer for me or not. And that's all I have. And everyone have a good evening. KFA DRC.
Okay, real good there, Jack. Well, the repeater, this particular repeater has got a pretty good coverage area. It has a number of different receive sites. The transmit site is in Saginaw, sort of central Saginaw. And then we have a receive site at Gera. We have a receive site at Hemlock. We have a receiver saved in Bancroft, which is probably probably the one you're getting into is the Bancroft one. And we have trying to remember all of them. We got a receive site in northern portion of Saginaw County. So the repeater's got a pretty good footprint. So, like I said, you're coming in full quiet. I don't have a problem at all if we're copying you, but I think you're probably coming in through the Bancroft receive site. So, anyway, that's the, if you go to the website, KADAC, go to repeaters, and if you look at the 2-4 machine, there's actually, you can log into that, and you can see the voters. It will tell you what site you're coming into. It will tell you what strength you're at and everything, so you could always do that. That's KADAC.com. Anyway, 7-3 is catching on the log. WAGW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do we have anyone else for the net? Please call now. Okay, nothing heard. Do we have any other announcements or comments for the net?
Comment.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is John with KCI. So the morning 28305 10 meter, you're going to need a vertigo in order to talk the short of distance. That's probably the best bet I can tell you. And time frame, that they could be on at 7, they could be on at, it's not a net, it's a rag tube, so it's basically all of us drinking our coffee and talking in the morning. So that's kind of what it is. It's just a group that kind of goes down to the restaurant and sits around the coffee table. So that's what it is. But it's anywhere between 7 and 10. You never know. People come and go all the time. But they're all over Michigan. But a lot of us, you know, I mean, sometimes you're going to need 500 watts just to talk. That's not too far. It all depends on what the band is, but just giving you a lip. But I just have a little wire J pole that I have stuck up in the tree that I got, so it's pretty simple. But I just thought I'd throw it out there. Other than that, that's it for me. Back to you, Dave, and thanks for everybody. And we'll say 73. Stay tasty. I will be clear.
Okay, real good there, Jeff. Yeah, sort of like the Breakfast Club. I think they used to do a Breakfast Club on 2 meters, if I remember right, quite a while back. And sort of like that one. Yeah, the a morning rank to eat the drink the coffee and shoot the bowl. So anyway, thank you there very much for Jeff for the fill-in there. Yeah, and I did I have heard you on the horizontal one too. So I do have both vertical antenna and a horizontal, but I have heard you on the horizontal one too. So anyway, any other comments or announcements? Okay, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 13 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank those who participated in tonight's net. This is Dave, WADW. The net is now closed. Return the frequency back to normal amateur use. And I have a report for you, Ron.
Okay, Dave, I have just one question. The last check-in that we had that was out of Burton, what was the call sign that you had?
The prefix, I think it was PCA, that's KLL.
K Okay, stand by for just a moment. Okay, yeah, I don't think we either one of us got it right specifically. I've tried different com. I thought it was kilo, go back to my list here. I thought it was, yeah, wasn't kilo lima lima, but anyhow. All right, we got a check, and I'm just not sure on that checking, but go ahead with the report. I'm ready.
Yeah, it was 8 kilo lima lima, but I can't read my own writing, so that's where the problem is, Ron. Oh, man, I'll tell you. Police copy number 101, routine from my station, WADW, check of 10, Saginaw, letter group Mike India, January, figures 05 going to your station, case Ron House, KCAYVF, break. Letter group Sierra Victor Alpha Romeo Alpha, Monday, net check-ins, figures 1-3, traffic, figure 1, time, figures 5-2, minutes. Break. And for my station, that's signed Dave WADW. And no more.
Hey, Dave. I've got the report. Thank you very much for doing the net, and have a good rest of the week. We'll talk to you later. KCAYVF Clark.
Dave, thank you very much for the information I got. And have a good evening. KFA DRC.
Okay, 7-3 there, Jeff. We'll listen for you tomorrow in the morning. WGW out.
Okay, Dave, we'll be on, and the number on the log that we got on the membership, is that your cell phone or is that your home phone?
I think, I'm not sure which one is there. It's probably my cell phone.
Yeah, it's listed for both you and the wife. 321.
Yeah, that's for both of us. Yep, that's the cell phone.
Okay, I just wanted in case I call you in after that. So, sounds good. I appreciate it. We'll look forward to talking to you.
Okay, 7-3 there, Jeff. Have a good one.
You too, 7-3, KCI. Very clear.
Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees.